Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97, won a ticket.
How about our Detroit Tigers? Long rain delay last night, played the game and ended up defeating the Angels and have moved one game closer to Minnesota in the wild card standings. And that's our question. Do you think they're in a playoff race? And are you watching Tiger games processing that this actually is a playoff race? And look, what they're doing right now feels like a win already. Establishing a young core, doing something they haven't done since what feels like the late 70s, early 80s. Mostly homegrown young talent winning positions. And it's kind of up and down the lineup, which is cool. So that's one way to process this. And as I said yesterday, they're not letting me down at this point. I mean, I'm not going to be mad at them if they don't make the playoffs. I suppose they could fade and lose like 20 in a row, but I don't foresee that happening. So as it stands right now, you know, the question is, how far in are you? Like, is this in any way to you if they turned into a playoff chase? Are you scoreboard watching? Are you looking at the schedule, trying to figure out whether or not they can actually do this? But I mean, you can go vote yes or no, essentially, on our Twitter page, at DougAndGator971. We're also talking about the crazy-ass weather last night. A lot of straight-line winds. And, I mean, Kang saw a folded-over 7-Eleven sign on his way to work. I saw a tree that fell across a road, blocked it. And the crazy thing was, it landed on a truck. It was a power outage in the neighborhood, and it was completely dark. And I kind of came around a corner, and there it was. There was nobody around. There were no workers. There were nobody out there looking at it. I wonder if the people that owned the truck even knew that it was crushed. And it felt like, honestly, in the dark, it felt like end of time stuff.
Doug, that's underrated. Light. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, because we never think about it. Even if it's nighttime, of course, there's light out. There's whether it's a street light,
right,
porch light, you know, whatever.
But to be in a neighborhood, a populated area, completely dark.
Pitch black.
Nobody's around. Yeah. It's pitch black. There's a tree across a truck. And I'm like, it felt like end of times.
I'm telling you, man, light.
Light.
Underrated.
Yep. 248-539-9797. AJ's in Lake Orion and on 97 won a ticket. What's up, AJ?
Hey, guys. Two things. I'd like to make a comment about the Tigers. But first, I was in Rochester last night, and I believe I was told from my friend that a tornado touched down around Avon. And I truly believe it because I was actually cutting down a tree for a friend, and it got so windy that about a 2-foot diameter beech tree was actually bending at the trunk, and it was pretty scary. There was garbage cans flying all over the place.
So wait a sec. On a day that trees were being uprooted, you were cutting down a tree?
Yeah, we got it done just before the storm, like about 20 minutes before the storm. It was, I could have saved myself a lot of work if I would have probably waited, but it was pretty scary out near Rochester late yesterday afternoon. So, and I'm driving on Ryan Road on the east side right now. I'm from the Lake Orion area, but there is stuff all over the place. A couple of trees were uprooted on Stony Creek Road on my way home. It was really pretty hairy.
It's really sad when you see that, but just because, you know, the trees are part of our, you're part of your neighborhood, part of your landscaping.
These two trees were really old, and they were in a farm area, and they had probably a few hundred years old, each tree. So it was sad. But on another note, I am watching and listening to the Tigers for the first time in probably, I don't know, maybe 10 years. I mean, I always listen to the score, but I'm actually listening to the game and excited about, you mentioned it earlier, Doug, about the core of the team. And I think these guys are really learning to play together and play well together. And I'll hang up.
No, they're playing well together. They're showing promise. Look, I mean, to build a championship caliber team, you need some guys that are going to be superstars. They got a superstar pitcher. And now they need Riley Green and Cole Keith to be like superstar players. And maybe it's Riley Green and Jace Young to be superstar players. Feared. That you can count on every night. Then you need another couple of guys that are damn good. Maybe that's Parker Meadows. Maybe Spencer Torkelson turns into a very useful power bat. that does enough other stuff that he can be here every day and relied upon. You start piecing this together, and then you got sort of the fringe guys, the Justin Henry Malloys, the Wenzel Perez's, the Dylan Dinglers, the Trey Sweeney's. And then up and coming, a lot of promise with Jackson Joe, Max Clark, Kevin McGonigal, Tyron, Lorenzo. I mean, are these guys, are they piecing together the formula to have a homegrown championship caliber team? Somebody called yesterday, and it's a valid point. I mean, I don't think it's time to do victory laps just yet. There's a lot of Avila picks here. There are a lot of Avila draft picks, and good for him. Man took a beating, but I don't wish him ill will, and it's in our best interest that he was right about a lot of this stuff. So, I mean, he didn't do enough right. I'm not, you know, mad that he lost his job, but a lot of his picks are panning out here. A lot of the guys he acquired are helping him win these games. So, look, we don't need to belabor the point and rekindle Avila discussions. So I probably shouldn't even brought it up, but it was, you know, it's good to see. 248-539-9797. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox from John in Lake Orion. The weather was so crazy it knocked Dave Rexroth off the air. Channel 7 had minimal power and couldn't show radar maps. Really? I didn't see that. That's wild. So they were on the air, but didn't have radar maps? I can't even imagine trying to do the weather without a radar map. As we were driving like hell to get off the golf course, a huge tree fell across an entire fairway. We had to drive through a neighborhood in the backyard to get around it. Whoever sent that in, tell me what course, what hole. That's wild. So you saw the tree come down? Whoever just texted that, see if you can text us some details. Or please text us some details. Jeff on a roof, currently working on repairing an entire 17-foot by 60-foot flat roof that blew off in Clinton Township. Wow. Dude, it was crazy wind last night. I can't explain this, but I walked out of the gym after the storm around 7, and it just felt eerie outside, and I saw a weird cloud anomaly in the sky. End of times, man. Last night felt a bit like a movie. I was on my front porch checking out the damage of a tree that fell down from the wind and blocked our street when the next door neighbor's tree got struck by lightning, loudest boom and brightest thing I've ever seen. That's from Brandon.
You ever see anything get struck by lightning, Doug?
I have not.
Me neither.
Not live.
I don't want to.
You said you want to?
No, I don't want to. I don't want to be anywhere near. Like, that's too close for comfort.
So I'm in a weird place with lightning. When I was in college, I was playing in a summer soccer league, and we had the 7 o'clock game and the 5:30 games. Storm rolled through, and four guys got hit by lightning. And since then, I've been absolutely paranoid of lightning. You know, we showed up for our game. There were ambulances. They're like, you're not playing tonight. And found out what happened later. And I'm pretty sure, if I recall correctly, one of them passed. Like, it was messed up. Johnny in Rochester said, saw a trampoline in the middle of the road. A trampoline. Andrew in Livonia, craziest thing I saw last night, the amount of times my kids ended up in our bed. Oh, yeah. Did that happen?
No, not with us, thankfully.
They slept through everything, or they're not scared?
No, they slept through it, and we have a little sound machine.
For Kyle in Ann Arbor, wait, you have a sound machine?
For the girls?
Yeah.
Not for us, for the girls, yeah.
Puts them to sleep?
Yeah, it just kind of drowns out any outside noise, things like that.
Interesting.
You should try it, Doug. You have trouble sleeping sometimes, I know.
I do, yeah. Maybe sound machine, you say?
Yeah. White noise?
I mean, I could just bring it up on my phone, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Kyle in Ann Arbor says, people not treating flashing red lights as stop signs. People are blowing past stop traffic and causing so many near misses. Saw this morning on my way to work. That is from Kyle in Ann Arbor. Yeah. Just relax. Scott writes in, this is what happens when California teams come to the Big Ten. Yeah, I can see that.
We getting like earthquakes and
do we get their weather?
Yeah, landslides.
Is that what we get their weather?
248-539-9797. Speaking of California teams to the Big Ten, we got some college football discussion next. Every Wednesday, the live animal mascot portal band thingy. We will get to that next here on 97.1 The Ticket.